Hey guys, Dean from Geekade here. We had a fantastic time at LA Retro. Hope to see everybody back there next year. As far as the podcast goes for this episode, we unfortunately ran into some technical difficulties while recording. So you're going to notice some outages and maybe some hopping around. Unfortunately, it's unavoidable because otherwise you're just going to be listening to dead silence for about a minute and a half. And well, no one wants to do that. So I'm going to cut all that gunk out and just give you full unadulterated podcasting. Hope you guys bear with us and enjoy. Again, it's going to be a little loud and a little all over the place, but you know, we do these things live. So, you know, we have to run with the technical difficulties as we go along. So again, enjoy. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Good afternoon, and welcome to episode 215 of the Stone Age Gamer Podcast for the week of August 17th, 2018. I am Chris Randazzo, and we are coming to you right now from the Long Island Retro Gaming Expo 2018. I am joined today by Stone Age Gamer Podcast veteran and all-around lover of vests, who is not currently wearing...
Left it in the car. It's really hot out.
Dean DeFalco.
Hi, everyone. Oh my, do you hear all those people? Yeah, Dean's great! Wow, great response. Thank you so much.
And my co-host on the Waveback Video Game Music Podcast, Mr. Matt Ramo.
What's up, guys? I appreciate that.
Not joining us today is my regular co-host, Dan Ryan, because he is a butt.
Which half of the butt?
All of it.
The joke there was the hole.
The eye.
These are the jokes, guys. They don't get any better.
We'll get there. We're warming up.
This has been our panel. let's see. Don't worry. He gets to host the show without me next week, so fun times are going to be had by all. What we're doing here today is something we're calling the Stone Age Showdown, where we take something retro game related and set up a tournament bracket to come to some sort of conclusion about something being best or worst in its field. For our very first Stone Age Showdown, we're going to be determining the best worst controller. We've narrowed these down to first-party controllers that, in most cases, came with their systems at some point. No crazy third-party jobs like the NES Max or the Sega Activator or the Thrustmaster or anything, because that just would have been...
Next time.
How would we possibly narrow it down to 18? There's so many bad controllers out there. So we figured this was a good way to kind of bring it in. We brought the actual controllers with us to hold and pass around. If anyone wants to come check them out while we're doing this whole thing and form their own opinion, they are up here for your...
viewing and gripping pleasure.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick all these out of the bag. Where is our special proprietary bag of justice?
I thought it was my hat.
Okay. So we're going to pick...
We're running a high-tech situation here, guys.
Bring them on over. These printouts out of the hat.
Chris, I'm going to be real with you. I don't think this is going to fit in the hat.
You have to fold them up.
No, don't fold them up. They look too pretty.
Where's the blue bag?
I'm going to use the blue bag. Where's the blue bag?
It's over there.
This is also wet.
Here.
Here.
Welcome.
You got it?
And sweat.
Delicious. All right, so we're gonna pull all these out of here so the brackets are nice and random.
How much shit is in here?
I was being prepared, okay?
Over-prepared. All right, here we go. We got this giant bag. This is not blue at all.
It's like a weight set in there. Working out?
Yeah. It's not showing. As we pull them out, we just happen to have an actual video game historian here with us, and so if we get something wrong, please...
Beat us with a stick.
Just pretend we're right.
I'm a nice guy.
Oh. We're not going to get caned to death.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
And a Snake Plissken t-shirt, which is tops.
You're winning.
Yeah. All right, so...
Better than me.
Who's our first matchup, Chris?
Our matchup is the Virtual Boy controller. Ugh. The Virtual Boy controller is right down there on the end. This is a this is quite an interesting monstrosity here. If you've never held a Virtual Boy controller, come on up. Yeah, this guy here has the system's power button on it.
I'd say so, enjoy, but I don't know how much you will.
Toggle up top there turns the platform on and off.
That's got a problem.
It does. It's very problematic, especially if you forgot what it does. It's got two D-pads on it. You know, one for each hand. Because
that's a
Because fuck analog sticks. We're all about the dual D-pads.
It feels like if the GameCube controller with an NES dog bone controller had a baby.
Yeah.
A very strange baby with sticks.
Yeah, it's weird because you got these really skinny handles on it, and then it goes to the super bulbous like top end on it. Super bizarre.
And it's got trigger buttons, so that's something. But it's also got that thing on the back there. Now, that piece on the back was sold separately. It came with a battery pack that held six AA batteries. Which
only six.
Like 17, 18 minutes tops. So when you plug that in, you can actually flip that thing open, the little circle on the bottom there, you can pull on that, and there's a plug for a Super Nintendo AC adapter. So you plug that sucker into the wall, and well, there you go. Now you're playing the Virtual Boy. So
now you're playing with power.
Coming out of the top and the bottom. Yes, playing with power.
Yes, so
Vanna, if you would mind putting that up in the number one.
So who's our opponent, Chris?
Who is the Virtual Boy?
The challenger.
Going against...
Sega Dreamcast.
Sega Dreamcast controller in round one. So, Sega Dreamcast controller. This is a bizarre controller.
Awkward ergonomics.
Seriously. Yep, there you go. Now, I do love the idea of the VMU.
It's a great idea. Yeah, cool gimmick.
I will say that my personal least favorite thing about this controller is its D-pad, because I'll toss that over in this general direction. So the D-pad on this thing seems perfectly fine at first until you start playing Street Fighter. Mm. Any sort of fighting game, which were extremely popular on the Dreamcast, this is a really pointy D-pad. So I had
stab your fingers, man.
Thumb blisters with this controller. The analog stick, however, is very nice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's very circular. It's got these little triggers that aren't buttons, but okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, my one huge pet peeve is why the wire on the bottom of the freaking controller? Oh, my God.
This is absolute insanity, because I get it, you've got all this stuff going on up here, so you don't want the wire going through there, but they put this little notch in the back so you can clip your wire going upwards. So why not?
You didn't know that existed, did you, Dean?
Feed the, I got nothing.
You totally didn't.
No, it's still stupid. Like I don't know, man. It's dumb design. Like, I understand why they did it, but there was probably better ways that maybe if they spent a little bit more R&D time, they probably could have gotten past.
There was a better way to do this.
Absolutely.
Our Vanna here is Mike.
Mika.
Mike Castlevania Sheridan, who used to be our co-host on Science Gamer a long time ago. All right, next matchup.
And he loves his mom.
Yes.
Got a tattoo that says it.
It does.
Ooh.
Sega Saturn 3D.
Sega Saturn 3D controller. I'm kind of glad this didn't immediately go up against the...
Yep, now you got some explaining to do.
So, Sega Saturn... It was a long night. It was
So
it's like a pancake.
I'm not gonna say there's things I don't like about this controller, because I mean, I love this D-pad. I will always love the Saturn D-pad. It is a wonderful D-pad. I like the big fat Hagen buttons on the front.
Right, but why'd they make it in the shape of a small dish plate, like, or a frisbee? I don't. Why? Why?
Why is this a thing? Does anyone know why this
does
is
that
a thing?
Detaches? Oh, I don't know.
Any idea? Because, like,
you now are the forerunning expert on Sega Saturn, so if you don't have an answer...
I've been sworn to secrecy on this.
Son of a...
Wow.
That's a really good answer.
It's wireless.
And useless.
...controller, but I do believe it was like a precursor design to the Dreamcast controller.
I would definitely say... I mean, you can...
It looks like it. Yeah.
Without a doubt. This strange removable thing is very strange. For anyone listening to the audio...
That's not like a breakaway, right?
No,
that clips in. Okay, yeah.
This 3D controller here, we'll link to pictures of all these on in the show notes for anyone checking it out. It just has this weird pull-away thing for the cord for some reason. You also switch manually between the D-pad and the analog stick, which is this...
That's a weird choice.
Circle, chunky nub thing. So you have to, like, flick this switch if you want to do the D-pad. It doesn't just recognize...
I'm a big fan of chunky nubs, so...
Who isn't? Vanna, here is your next picture, and let's find out what the Saturn controller is against.
See this monstrosity?
I guess we should maybe just do the title, and then we could always talk about it a little, because we got another...
Build the bracket.
13 of these to go.
Oh boy, this will be an easy fight.
Oh, oh my god.
This is the Philips CDI wand controller.
Is anything good about the Philips?
No, no.
Well, it is wireless.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wireless. Sort of.
And fairly useless.
Yeah.
This is, all right, so I actually have a CDI and the Zelda games and Hotel Mario for the platform. And this controller makes these things almost impossible to play.
So, just to let you know, other models of CDI had worse.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. This actually is one.
That's like the better of the worst.
It is. This is the best.
Man.
Of the worst. This is the only one that I have. Yeah. I unfortunately only have one.
The
CDI.
Better of the worst.
It could be so much worse.
Yeah.
So we're just going to let the best of the worst fight it out on behalf
for the
of
best of the worst.
This little front slidey part here opens up, and you've got a volume buttons, play, CD, TV, track, skip. You know, if you're using your CDI for anything other than a doorstop, it's got this circle in the middle that you think is just a button, but it's actually a D-pad. There's almost no tactile feedback. Here, give that.
Yeah, you remember when we tried playing an entire game of Wanda Gamelon with that?
We do an annual game streaming event.
I'm so bad from where I'm sitting. Does it vibrate?
Not yet.
Not yet. It needs new batteries.
Yeah.
So we do a charity streaming event called the Pain in the Assathon, where we pick a bunch of games that are pain in the ass to play for one reason or another for colon cancer charity. Get it? Pain in the ass, colon cancer.
Sing.
We're hilarious.
And the we try.
The colon cancer thinks so too. So we tried to play through Faces of Evil with that monstrosity.
Didn't work.
It was just impossible. So we made a one of the Super Nintendo controller adapters.
It's very true.
If that had an electric toothbrush, that would be a great controller.
Electric razor.
I guess let's keep moving.
It could look like a real...
Or that. Now, you're just talking crazy.
We're getting into the meat of the fight. Let's hold all these great thoughts. All
right, so...
Let's just build this bracket.
Our next contestant is...
Steam control.
Steam controller.
Oh, jeez.
This particular... See, now, I've never held this until today. This particular steaming pile of crap. What even is this? What are these two huge circles?
So, the cool thing about this is that this...
This is a button?
Yes, it is.
True.
Yeah, so the cool thing about the controller is if you're looking at the front, this touchpad actually doubles as a mouse pad for your thumb. So you that can double as a mouse for like a PC game. So for some reason, if you didn't have access to a mouse, that'll actually work. For the most part, it's not terrible because there's a huge community on Steam that'll be like, oh, well, there's no actual configuration for this. I put 100 hours into this game, so I'll make a configuration for this. So it's salvaged by the community, but if there wasn't a good community behind it, that controller's complete garbage.
There's some
not responsive.
There's some strange buttons on here, like things that don't even like. These are buttons up here.
Yeah.
So you've got trigger, and then you've got these things. I can't imagine playing with this as a D-pad.
It's bizarre.
This is psychotic.
Yeah.
This is bananas. All right. Let's see what the Switch controller is up against. The Switch controller.
The Steam controller.
Steam controller. Okay. Ah.
And it is up against.
Toy NK. All right, they're jumping in the battle.
Ah.
Oh, the Vectrex.
It's up against the Vectrex controller.
Oh man, that's like a one-sided fight in my opinion.
I love the Vectrex. I love this system with every fiber of my being. Mm. It's incredibly cool. This controller is insanity. I mean, to begin with, I don't know if it's just my Vectrex, but so this thing actually clips onto the bottom underneath the screen, and I always have the hardest time getting this thing off.
That's just you. If you control the wire in a certain position, it'll clip in nicely every time. Just
really? It clips in great. Getting it back out is the problem.
Oh, no. If you have your Vectrex here, I'll show you how to properly do it.
I just yanked the controller. I didn't bring the whole system. I'm sure there's one on the show floor.
It's just
how
you're clipping it in. If you do it properly, it should be a problem.
Way to suck at life.
way to go, Chris.
The show knows
I just
that.
Want to say that I just recently found that out and being a Vectrex owner many years. So... don't feel bad.
I don't.
No, let's make him feel awful. As awful as possible.
I've had my Vectrex for like 10 years now, and I'm.
Let's.
The wire has to go a certain way, or you're screwed.
That's crazy.
Got it.
You won't get it in or out.
So there, right there, is just part of our problem. But now we've got this joystick thing here, which isn't exactly the pinnacle of comfort.
It's so thin, you know?
Thin metal rod, and then you've got these giant four face buttons that are just next to each other. They're not in any sort of ergonomic pattern. And speaking of ergonomics, this thing is just a rectangle. It's just a giant rectangle.
Looks like a blacklight valve.
Is the Nintendo 64 controller. So many hours spent with this controller. Now, this is another one of those love-hate kind of things. For everything this thing gets right, there's just these little bits of it that are so completely and totally insane, like the fact that it looks like it's designed for people with three hands. It isn't, actually, because it's just a controller with two, well, technically three built-in configurations, but the problems don't really stop there. The analog stick is one of the most historically fallen apartist things ever. It's not a well-designed analog stick. It does not hold up to Mario Party. The face buttons are kind of problematic, too. You got the C buttons that were great for Mario 64 for controlling the camera, but when you're playing games like Killer Instinct or Mortal Kombat Trilogy, you're using all these as six different face buttons. Four of them are just these tiny little yellow things.
I will say that the expansion dock in the back for the Rumble, the transfer pack and stuff, was kind of a cool addition.
That was
but
a really cool thing.
Besides that, the controller is really flawed. Like, God, what were they thinking?
Yeah, there's more than a few issues with that. Now, don't get me wrong, it is a cool controller, and it is a comfortable controller, but at the end of the day, they really improve things for the GameCube.
I never used the middle part, and as such, I never used the Z button.
Ah.
Never, just because of its design.
Yeah.
The analog stick not being a circle is also something that's always
bothered
me.
Yeah, yeah.
Also bothers me a lot about the GameCube one, too. The ridged thing, I hate that. I just want it to be a circle.
Mm-hmm.
It was the start of too many buttons on the disc.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You look at it, it's like, well, in half the games you're using like two buttons.
Especially back then, yeah.
And I remember even like on the Saturn or something, I didn't mind the six face buttons. There's just something about that feels and looks.
It looks very busy. Yeah.
So let's see, next up on our bracket is the Wii U gamepad. The Wii U gamepad. Oh boy, I almost. This monster right here. Now, I remember getting this thing and thinking to myself, well, this ain't so bad. This is kind of comfortable. But ever since the Switch came out, I look at this like a first-generation iPod. Look how much everything there is around the screen here.
Yeah.
And not to mention that the screen is
very low res.
Absurdly low res and single touch. There's no multi-touch on this thing. The iPhone had been out for, what, 6 or 7 years before this came out? There was no excuse for this to not have multi-touch.
It was a Fisher-Price iPad, pretty much.
Seriously, this thing feels cheap. It feels like a toy.
Yeah.
Now, it's got great analog sticks. I like the feel of the buttons. It's got a great D-pad. But
I will also say it led to something much better. So if it was a precursor for something better, whatever.
Switch.
Yeah.
So then the Switch is great.
Yeah. Spent a whole lot of money on it, too.
Yeah. Had this come out like a couple of years before it did, it probably would have felt pretty futuristic. But in its day, not so much, especially in hindsight. So let's see, that's a bracket.
So we got a couple more. All right, so what's the pair up?
Oh,
the Duke!
It's going up against the Duke. The original Xbox controller. Oh, my God. So, all right. The size of this, wow, we picked like the two biggest controllers to go up against each other.
It's a battle of the heavyweights.
The size of these things.
Better? The
size of this thing is only part of the problem. You've got this giant Xbox logo in the middle. The buttons themselves are similar to the N64, just what the hell? So they're these little oval things, and you've got your four face buttons, but then you got the little black and white nubby guys that are just out
not of labeled, way. Just black and white.
Black and white, and they're just out of the way. You got your two expansion slots on the top, which are
memory cards, right? That's what they were.
Cards,
that's what.
There's a Rumble thing I think you could have there too.
What's up?
So they got the patents and designs from the Dreamcast controller.
Really?
The Dreamcast controller. You look inside; it's the same thing.
Oh shit! Yeah. It is the same port. Yeah.
Look at that.
So, and then. The other thing is, you're probably glad that you're doing this on the East Coast.
Uh-oh.
If you did this on the West Coast and talked about the Duke like that, like,
Well, now.
Bro, not the Duke, bro.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
That is true. I have never understood the love for the Duke and the fact that there's a new version of it out there, because I remember when I first played this thing, I walked into an electronics boutique.
So big.
It was like a week or so before the Xbox came out. They had their interactive setup. They had Oddworld playing on it. I loved Oddworld. I went to grab the controller, and I was like, why? Why is this so big? Because it doesn't just look big. It feels
big.
It's
and
huge.
Also, it makes your hands feel small.
You need something big enough for that logo.
Yeah. That's what it is.
You've got to know you're playing an Xbox.
And wait, what are we doing? Oh, Xbox, got it.
Which is
that deep pad.
Oh, it's just a it's mushy looking.
Weird,
yeah,
mushy, squishy, circly thing. It's
and the indentations don't make sense.
Yeah,
you would
no.
It doesn't.
No.
There's nothing about
getting ahead of myself
that feels like it's right. So sorry, Duke. I am not a fan. All right, we've got two left. Let's see how we do. The last matchup, I'm just going to pull them both out, is going to be... Oh, my goodness.
That's a toughie.
We've got the Tiger R-Zone controller versus the Fairchild Channel F controller. So, the Tiger R-Zone controller, which,
where to start?
This was, I believe... See, now I'm just making this up because I don't know any actual history, but I'm just assuming that somebody at Tiger Electronics saw the Virtual Boy and said, yeah, we can do that.
Or he saw a Saiyan scouter and,
Yeah, it's like a scouter that goes on your head. The game projects on this little tiny mirror that levitates in front of your eyes. And then it's got this controller, which is really what we're here to talk about.
Has 10 start buttons.
It's got start, select, sound, because you can turn the sound on and off, which, at least in mine, has rarely worked properly, where the sound will just be off, and I'll just be pounding on the button until it eventually comes on, and then it comes on super loud, and... But the buttons themselves are these two...
They're like light switches or something. They look ridiculous.
Connected light switches. There's letters on each side. The D-pad is not even remotely comfortable. I mean, to be fair, this is probably going to dissuade you from playing these games for too long, thus causing brain damage. But if you ever wanted to play something for more than 15 minutes on the Tiger R-Zone, you would be hard-pressed to do it well.
If you've ever wanted corrective eye surgery, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Now, what it's going up against is the controllers to the Fairchild Channel F, which do not disconnect, so I brought my system from home. If anyone wants to come up and take a look at these monstrosities, Mr. Matt,
yo,
would you toss that sucker over here? Don't toss it.
what am I
send
throwing?
It over
can
here,
you get
channel
in the
F,
system?
Send it over in my general direction.
Yeah. Yep.
So, this is largely considered to be the first interchangeable cartridge-based game system.
With a microchip,
yes. It's got the cartridges in this thing are amazing. I love the game cards. These giant honking yellow 8-track tapes, and they just look amazing. But this plastic part comes up here, and you get these two plunger things, which are equal parts genius and insanity. You've got this, so it's you press down. They can twist. They can joystick. There's no real buttons going on besides the plunger itself, which I guess for the games at the time, that's not really the worst thing in the world. But talk about thinking outside the box for a controller. Like, this is, like I said, this is combination genius and insanity. I can't say it is a good controller to use, but it's also not terrible. But it definitely deserves to be among this particular crowd.
Another oddball one would be the Valley Astrocade.
I don't have one.
Which is a cross between if you combine a gun handle with a toothpaste knob.
Yeah.
Valley Astrocade.
A gun handle and a toothpaste knob.
It's fine.
I mean, it's odd. I think the biggest challenge with the Channel F, durability. I have a unit with a controller out, and with it being wired in, that's a huge...
Can't really change it out, yeah.
And it was revolutionary for the time, but over time...
Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In hindsight, this could have gone better.
They all could have gone better.
2600 controller using the same case.
Really?
Yeah.
I had... That's a... Why?
You just made more questions.
They had the parts, probably. They could market it to a more successful console.
Well, if anyone wants to come up and take a look at this bad boy, I bought it for $40 at a...
It's $39 too much.
The first Philly Classic that I went to. Long time, old video
hang
game
on,
here
yep.
on the East Coast. Good times. All right, so we have our brackets.
Let's do the battle, Chris.
We have our tournament. So, round number one. Virtual Boy controller versus Dreamcast controller.
So we're deciding the worst, not the best. Yeah. So
we want to decide which one is the better. We're trying to decide the best worst controller. So these are all bad.
All its detrimental characteristics advance it.
Best. Least bad.
Least bad. Okay. Least bad. I thought we were deciding the baddest.
I misunderstood the assignment.
Oh, well, if we were deciding the worst, then it wouldn't be the best worst controller, I guess.
No, the best worst would mean it's the worst.
The best of the worst?
Yes, the best of the... I don't know.
Let's when just, will then be now?
Man, we fucked up the wording on this.
Yes.
It has to be this one so I can hang myself with a wire.
All right, so let's do the best of the worst,
let's
then.
Let's to pick the best of the worst. Which of these controllers...
I still don't understand what we're doing.
Which is better, the Dreamcast controller or the Virtual Boy controller? Dreamcast moves on to the next round. How does the audience feel? Dreamcast or Virtual Boy?
Yeah. Dreamcast. All right.
The audience likes this. All right. So the next round is Saturn 3D controller. CDI.
Do we even have to discuss this?
Let's try to talk about this for a second. No. Let's at least give it a shot.
One works, the other doesn't. The end. I mean,
has functioning buttons.
Like, we've used this. You know it doesn't work.
I use both of these controllers. This is no contest. Saturn controller.
Oh, so, man, TKO.
Freeze, Saturn controller?
Yeah. All right, okay.
All right, Sega Saturn moves on to round two. All right, let's see. The next one here is Vectrex versus...
Oh, the Steam controller.
Oh, the Steam controller. Oh, wow, this is a tough one.
So, I would say as far as just... out of the box functionality goes, probably the Vectrex has it, because the Steam controller by itself, like if you just open it, you're like, all right, let me pop this in, play a game. You're up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. You cannot So if does anyone know Enter the Gungeon? If I try to play Enter the Gungeon with that, that's a mess. That's not going to work. It's a disaster. Whereas, if I try to play that with an Xbox 360 controller, it'd be fine. So just on the sheer fact that you make something for a platform that, you want to be accessible to all the games that you have out there, or at least most of them, it doesn't really work for that. There needs to be a lot of... work done on the back end. Like, you need to download a configuration, or you need to find someone that says, oh well, these buttons in these spots work good. It just doesn't work out of the box. So
there's a lot of weird things about this. The only thing I think I like about it is the actual, like, how it sits in my hand.
It feels nice when you hold it.
All right, your four main buttons are far away.
Yeah.
This trackpad, whatever, this D-pad's huge, and like to do anything, it's like massive movements.
Yeah, and at, like, even I believe the D-pad is touched to an extent too, not just that the trackpad on the other side. So it's just a really weird thing, and I get,
I'm going to give it, I mean, I'm leaning the exact same way you guys are, but this here, I kind of like it, but at the same time, I don't.
Well, it's something that you have to program. It's not out-of-the-box efficiency.
I agree. Out-of-the-box efficiency, it's garbage, but it sits nice in my hand.
Listen, I want to love it. I want to love it, okay? I get it. I paid $50 for it. I really want
to
love it.
On your own controller.
But,
I hate
$51 too much.
Listen.
I hate that thing.
Because,
I'm just looking at it over here with just fire.
I feel you.
Then I'll think about
because at the end of the day, like, I could put the Vectrex controller on the table, and I'm like, oh, all right, I get it. Like, it makes sense.
This doubles as an
it's like
arcade. Yeah, kind of right.
Yeah.
So this I get. That not so much. I wanna. I really wanna. It just it doesn't work out for me. So
Final tally.
This is trash.
Vectrex is moving on.
Audience agrees. Vectrex. All right.
We a little bit of salt, but it'll happen.
At least it works.
I agree.
All right.
Okay, we've got Atari Jaguar versus Ouya.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
This is a tough one. This is genuinely difficult for me, because there's something that actually actively makes me angry about the fact that the letters say Ouya on the buttons. I don't know why it's making me mad.
It's very pompous.
I would say as far as like generic controller design goes, like the Ouya is a more typical controller, while
it's more modern,
the Jaguar is
I feel like the
Jaguar.
Give it too much weight.
I'm with you. Like, it does feel heavy, especially for being like a cheapish controller. It does feel hefty for that.
Jaguar, you've got no trigger buttons, and now this was supposed to be for the 64-bit system. Do the math, and I don't know, man. Like, this was even...
I did the math, and I'm not about it.
It's 100 times better than what it was before, and 100 times a zero is a zero still.
That's true. That's very true.
That's just simple math. Numbers don't lie.
I remember coming out and having a Super Nintendo, and I was a huge Atari fan growing up. Mm-hmm. I had the 2600 before I had the NES, and so when I heard they were coming out with a new system, I was super excited. And I saw the controller, and I thought, you've only got three buttons. Now, I'm looking at, Pitfall the Mayan Adventure was on Super Nintendo, and it was on Jaguar, and I picked this up, same electronics boutique I played the Duke in, as a matter of fact, and they had it on display, and I picked up this controller, and I thought, there's just something wrong here. Now, I know this also has 12 other face buttons with the numeric keypad, but these aren't designed to be used while
hit all the time, right? Yeah.
Designed to be, like, this extra thing. The lack of buttons, I think, is really kind of pushing me towards the Wii.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Bubsy 3D was on the Jaguar, wasn't it?
No.
No? Just Bubsy?
Bubsy in fractured furry time.
You know what? Fuck it. I hate Bubsy. I'm going to go with the Ouya.
Arguably the worst Bubsy game, which I will make you play one of these.
Games. Yeah, great.
I have to go with the Ouya controller. I don't like this very much, but I, yeah.
Again, it's the best of the worst, so shit is still shit, you know?
I'm going Ouya. Matt, what are your thoughts?
I still don't understand the assignment.
Which one of these is better?
Do I have to? Fuck. Yes. Let me get that Ouya real quick.
Yeah, here you go.
Because I'll agree with you. It's very arrogant to have your controllers. It's just like...
I don't know why it's rubbed me the wrong way, but I still... I don't hate that
controller. Which one's worse? Yeah, I'm going to go Jaguar.
All right, so the
but
Ouya
I'm a more I'm a more modern but, gamer.
So the Ouya... All right. The Ouya's better. Ouya's moving on.
Ouya takes...
It looks like we got to hustle a little bit, so...
So let's keep this train
moving
here.
20 minutes?
All right, next up we have Atari 5200 versus the Intellivision.
Number pad... You know what?
Automatically disqualified.
They're both done. Yeah.
Neither.
We have to pick one because whoever wins the next round has to go up against it too.
Yeah, we have to pick one. I honestly, you know what? I appreciate the ambition of this monstrosity more than that.
Yes,
one.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
This
is basic. Size. Yeah, the Intellivision is just super basic. Like, there's nothing against
this
it.
This feels like a Motorola Razr. And it almost looks like one.
How long did the controller work? Because if it's on that lasted about 2 days.
That is also true.
Versus that, which was pretty good. And I just want to say, that had a lot of, like, that broke typically pretty fast.
This is also a pile. You're right. I didn't think about that, but you're absolutely right. These 5200s.
Are we throwing in durability, Chris?
Well, I think we kind of have to, because, like, the disc is dumb.
I just don't...
But at least it works.
But it works. It will function when you plug it in. This one's probably broken.
No, he said it right. It works because it survives. It's a survivor.
Sold.
So are we going with the Intellivision? All right, Intellivision moves on.
Intellivision wins. There you go.
Sega Saturn, I got you, man.
All right, next up, I think this one's going to be pretty easy. N64 versus the Retron 5.
So the Retron versus...
Retron again?
Yep. Yeah, the Retron. Yeah, so we got the Retron versus the shocker of game controllers.
He's been waiting all day to say
I have been. But, like,
I'd rather the 64.
Yeah, I rather the 64. This just feels bad. It feels cheap.
Hang on. But the 64 doesn't have a picture of the castle to tell you to go home.
Oh. Well, I suppose that is true.
No, it is true. I'm looking at it.
No, the N64 controller, if you hold it upside down, it looks like a castle. So there.
Damn.
Very
it.
True.
I've never gotten free blisters from the Retron 5 controller.
Also true.
But would you ever want to use it long enough to get blisters?
Exactly. Yeah.
Put it in your hands.
How many hours we
touch it?
Seriously,
I mean, feel it.
About 007, I don't know. You can't say it's the worst.
When you think of
check that monstrosity out.
Mario Kart.
I mean, that analog stick is garbage.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it feels bad.
It feels decent in your hand, though.
It feels decent in your hand, but you're playing Super Nintendo games.
I think the
I'm not familiar.
No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely.
I'm not playing Sonic the Hedgehog with that. You kidding me? I'll never land anywhere.
Yeah, I think the idea was to make something akin to like a fight stick with the micro switches and stuff, but I guess they just didn't have the money, so it feels bad, and it feels like you can hit another direction incredibly quickly, which I just see it jiggling on the table and it's bothering me. I'm gonna go for the N64 controller.
I love I actually like the N64 controller. I plunked so many hours into that system.
It has its flaws, don't get me wrong.
Of course.
It's a flawed controller.
They all do.
I do genuinely like that controller.
I like my Xbox One controller, but my hands start to hurt after like an hour.
N64 takes it. Everybody agrees?
Oh, the next one. I like this next fight. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Oh, this. Oh,
Wii U gamepad versus the Duke.
Battle of the big boys.
This is a heavyweight title fight.
I don't even know. So.
I think you could do more with the Wii U pad.
Yeah, like knock someone out.
Yeah, I was gonna say which one can I bludgeon someone with better?
Both.
You could.
Do you want to stab someone at the same time?
That's true.
You can do that with the Duke.
What's up?
Stab somebody with the stylus in this.
So that one wasn't preferred by people. That one killed the system.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they only redesigned this. They stopped making those.
they definitely did.
Just saying.
You get a hacker fund with the Wii thing, though.
That's true.
Okay, here's.
Well, you can hack a whole Xbox.
Oh.
This thing,
but it's controllers. We're only talking controllers.
Control your television.
That is true. That's pretty neat.
Channel and power and volume that you can control with your TV. That was so extremely.
As if you needed another reason to be lazy.
Oh my god! Exactly.
Where's the remote?
Wait,
3 inches from me.
Nobody play Halo.
We got Mario Maker.
Oh, we did get Mario Maker.
Point. Mario Maker works so well because of this controller.
Like, yeah, what did we get out of this?
You should be on this panel, not me.
Project Gotham.
Halo out of that.
Yeah, but you would play Halo with the S in a heartbeat.
So you play Halo, I'm just saying.
I mean, if you're a pro wrestler or a bass player, like, totally, it works.
I'm a bass player. Look at my hands. They're tiny. Yeah, man.
When I see it, you didn't want it before, but they brought it back, and people...
It's nostalgia, dude. They just on that nostalgia train. Never.
He's got a point. I don't think if anyone brought the gamepad back, that anyone would buy it.
I'll tell you why they wouldn't. Because they wouldn't change it. If you brought it back the way it was, they would not change it. And people were like, this was garbage then, it's garbage now.
Yeah, we have the Switch ready, so we don't need another
pack. But, like, the new version of this has, like, the cool screen on the middle that does the startup sequence, and it's
quiet. Wait, what?
It's wireless, right?
It is wireless, yeah.
This is a tough call.
I mean, really, all right. So gun to your head, bro. You got to make a decision. What's up?
Giant Xbox.
Battery life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna go Xbox.
All right.
Show of hands. Xbox.
2, 4, 5, 6.
It's up. Set. All right. So, Wii U gamepad.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I think the Duke's taking it.
I think the Duke's gonna take it.
All right. Howdy, Pilgrim.
Sorry, Wii U gamepad. The Duke is moving on.
Oh, we got some keepers for the last one down here.
Yeah, right.
Channel F versus R Zone.
Oh, dude.
Do we need to do this? Can we,
default,
can we just eliminate them all?
I got to vote for Channel F by default.
I would... Because, you know, you could go blind because of wearing something like this. I'm going to go with the Channel F.
I mean, like, we're just rating the controller. But even if we're just rating
No,
the controller's connected to the system.
Yeah,
yes.
The button feels bad, you know.
Playing with this.
We're very rudimentary. It's a Kindle.
Nipple rubber.
600 kind of thing. So they're relatively rudimentary games. So the lack of buttons isn't really a huge deal.
Right.
It kind of is, but it's also kind of not. Yeah, I gotta give this one a Channel F.
I'll
to
concur.
Advance.
Yeah.
To advance to the next
This whole 7 start buttons thing is ridiculous. The light you guys called it the light switches there. That's terrible. Like, what could,
there is absolutely
like missing half a controller.
4 AA batteries.
Yeah, my battery cover is missing. I apologize, but
all right, let's go back to the top here.
All right, back to the top. Here we are at semifinals.
Yeah. All right, so we got Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah. Dreamcast versus Saturn 3D.
Oh,
found a way.
Dreamcast.
Life
Dreamcast.
Finds a way.
The Sega face-off. All right, so do we want the dinner plate or, you know, do we? I gotta say, as time moved on, it went in a good direction. I gotta say, the Dreamcast is definitely a superior controller there.
Dreamcast won the coat rack.
Yeah. is that unanimous? Dreamcast is moving on?
All of its faults, I also have to vote Dreamcast.
This platter is...
I love the regular Saturn
makes me
controller.
Want pancakes.
The second model one, it's got that D-pad and the six face buttons. I played so much X-Men versus Street Fighter with that thing. I adore that controller. That one... The analog stick itself is bizarre. It's shaped weird. The fact you have to switch between the manually switch between the D-pad and the analog. Yeah, no.
All right. Well,
this looks like the Enterprise.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, a little bit. All right. So, this is a good one. The Ouya versus the Vectrex.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Ooh.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. You sold me on that concept of the Vectrex is basically
like
a tabletop.
An arcade stick, yeah.
It's like an arcade stick. Except that the stick is flimsy as crap.
Like. I like the design of the Ouya controller better than I like the Vectrex, but I think the Vectrex just functions better as a controller.
And not only that, it does attach to the system.
Yeah.
It folds into the
rule
system.
One, does it work?
Yeah, it works. It does work.
I mean, the cable short.
Ergonomically speaking, the Ouya is pretty decent. This one isn't great to hold in your hand. But again, this has the versatility.
I mean, the Vectrex was more or less like a mini arcade system with vector graphics. So you have to think of it like that.
You have to look at it perspective, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to side with the Vectrex. If you guys want to go with the Ouya, that's fine.
I want to take a poll here. I want to take an audience poll. Vectrex.
I've never had one of these in my hand.
All right, so 1, 2, 3, 4. Vectrex, okay.
Ouya?
Ouya.
I'm going
to 2-4. So it's down to us.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, no. It's fine because I'm still going to go with the Vectrex. So it's up to you two to whether you're going to vote me out or.
So let me ask you, Chris. What's your criteria for a good controller? If you had to pick one.
Do I enjoy playing with it?
Oh,
okay. And do you?
I think at the end of the day, I do. There's something really charming about. I mean, this is not great, but there's something charming about it. It's so unique. It's just this metal rod there. It's it fits very
all right.
well with the.
In my buddy,
it fits carbon rod.
it fits really well. Where? I'm still curious where it fits.
So we're gonna go with
Wait
the
car ride home.
we're gonna go with the Vectrex.
I didn't vote.
All right.
I didn't vote.
What do you vote for?
That moves on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the room was split. You two are split.
But you can give us your opinion. No, it doesn't matter at this point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
It's moot, but go ahead and pick. Do you want to pick the
Ouya? No, fuck my opinion.
All right, fine.
Fuck my opinion.
With the metal rod.
Fuck my opinion with the Vectrex metal rod.
All right.
Whatever.
We're down to the... Oh, no, we got to go to the other side.
Come
All right.
In.
N64 versus Intellivision.
Oh.
It's still N64. It's still 64.
No
yeah. We're
Not even.
Now, does the Duke live to die another day? Are we moving the Duke on versus the Fear Channel?
Yes.
All right. All right.
Of course.
I think we have to move the Duke on.
All right.
All right, guys.
All right, so now we're down to the final four.
Final four. Dreamcast versus Vectrex.
Dreamcast.
I think so.
Yeah, I got to agree. Dreamcast all the way.
Yeah, the VMU and stuff was too cool. It's hard to pass up.
And now we've got the Duke versus the N64 controller.
64. That's my vote.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's my vote.
That's my vote. What do you think?
Yeah?
We've got a Duke fan.
Why? Why are you voting for the Duke?
I mean, I'm a little biased because, the original Xbox is,
That's fine.
No, it's cool, man.
I'm probably biased towards the N64, but... I'll never know
it's
that
not
problem.
A bad controller.
Yeah, no, the design of the controller is good. It's just big for what it is.
The look of it is just—it just looks.
It does look very cool.
Children.
I'm a D-pad guy.
D-pad, way better.
I definitely disagree. I'm a D-pad guy.
Oh,
I love
man.
The D-pad on
this
the
is
that mushy weirdo that D-pad was way better on the S controller, I think. But that D-pad
No, I mean that's fair. You know, we all got opinions and stuff, but
it's cool that your opinions are wrong, but no. I'm kidding. I'm fucking kidding.
But I mean overall I mean that's fair. Like you know,
I played a few. No, it's
well,
true.
Well, to be fair, I love Dr. Mario 64 and Tetris 64. New Tetris on N64 are phenomenal games.
Tetrisphere.
And really some of my favorite puzzle games ever.
We're gonna go to the expert.
We're going to the expert. What was
that? That lasts longer.
That is true. The Duke does last longer than the analog stick.
If you had big hands, that the downside was...
Again, never a problem.
If you didn't have big enough hands, yeah, the buttons never...
All right, so...
Games are for kids, though.
That's true. All right.
Think of the kids.
Let's leave it up to the audience, because this is it. We're getting down to it now. Who's for the Duke?
Show of hands for the Duke. 1, 2, 3.
And 64? All right, 64's got it.
You gave a valiant argument.
This is the finals right here.
This is it, guys. And in 90s fashion, we got Sega versus Nintendo.
We made it, guys. We made this happen.
Not that tough.
No. Okay. Well. All right. All right. It's gonna be tough for the sake of so 7 minutes.
Dreamcast versus Nintendo 64. Which is the better controller?
The Dreamcast controller.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go with the Dreamcast controller personally.
Are we counting the VMU that has the screen in it?
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the controller. Yeah. So absolutely.
It's got
the microphone for C-Man.
Well, I mean, like
the Dreamcast had one too. Dreamcast had a Rumble Pack.
Yeah. So. You know, it's whether you want to count the built-in like mini Game Boy that was in the Dreamcast versus the N64, which had a transfer pack, which was cool. It had the Rumble Pack, but the sure shit wasn't anything like a VMU in there. What's up? We'll take a few more. We'll take a few more comments here. What's up?
You love fighting games and shooters and all that stuff.
Well, I was talking about that before with the fighting games. The Dreamcast had better fighting games, but using Power Stone, amazing. Power Stone's amazing. But once you get to the 2D fighting games, that D-pad is really hard on the thumb.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It's sharp. Yeah. Like, it's got a lot of points on it. When I was playing Mortal Kombat Trilogy and Killer Instinct Gold on the N64, I had a much easier time messing around with that. Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I bought on the Dreamcast and played till my eyes bled, but my thumb hurt. Now, using the... it was
thumb bled, too.
Out for that, too, with the triggers for your assists and all that jazz, but... this is a tough call, man.
There were buttons and sticks I never used on the Dreamcast. I used everything on the Dreamcast.
That is another valid...
All right, so, we're... Balls to the wall, where we stand, guys? N64?
Show of hands, N64.
One.
Yeah,
wow, did they talk
you? We got two other votes here.
They talked him out of it.
I really love the 64 controller, but I know that the
it's a better design controller. I get it. All right, so just to put it through, Dreamcast. Dreamcast it is. Dreamcast takes home our first Stone Age showdown. Yeah. Wow, Dreamcast takes it all.
Ultimate champion of the best worst controller is the Sega Dreamcast controller. I feel pretty good about that.
What if we did it the other way?
Yeah, next time hit bottom.
Yeah, next time we'll hit bottom.
My friend, we've just met. You don't know what bottom is.
CDI. If you're gonna go like the opposite.
Oh yeah, if we had to pick the worst controller,
that thing is
here,
awful.
This is it right here.
I feel like you're gonna put that in my eyes and then I'm gonna forget everything.
Good for a PowerPoint presentation.
Great for that.
It does look like a clicker.
All right, so
we're just about out of
Yeah. So Chris is gonna run down some stuff for you real quick, and then we're gonna get the hell out of here.
Thank you very much for coming to the panel, and thank you very much for coming on my show. We are the Stone Age Gamer Podcast, which is traditionally me and my buddy Dan, who's not here. We had a couple of fill-in guests here, and next week, Dan and I... Well, the next time we do a show, Dan and I are going to finish out our summer series where we're talking about a couple of games. The two of us have been playing Metal Storm for NES and Pulse Man for Sega Genesis. We're both going to be talking about how we feel about those games. We are from Geekade.com. We host the Stone Age Gamer podcast for StoneAgeGamer.com. We've got brochures, which we will make every one of you take because we printed them out and they're free.
And they're fantastic. They're funny.
I also have some magnets and business cards and whatnot, too. So you can get in touch with us at mail@geekade.com, as well as all flavors of social media we inhabit. You can like us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram at Geekade. Subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels for all the video content we don't produce. And follow us on Twitter at @_Geekade. You can find us individually on Twitter. I'm at Geekade Chris. That's Geekade KRIS. Dean, where can the people find you?
I'm at @Kimono_Vestlord. I'm not spelling that.
And Matt, are you on Twitter?
Yeah. Me_talk_good.
That's beautiful. Ow. If you're interested in more information about any of the things we discussed here tonight, you can check out the show notes. This is going to go up as an audio podcast next Friday. You can also subscribe to our wonderful podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. If you're super nice, you can leave us a review, because any and all feedback is welcome and appreciated. And we'd like to thank our show's theme song is done by Mark TDK Knight. We always call him out whenever we talk about podcasts and whatnot. And that's going to be pretty much it. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you again for coming. I have things to give out to everybody, so please come on up and say hi. Thank you for listening to our panel, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yep.